You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
We don't have Amy in today, but we do have me, who's going to be running the Who Arted for today. Today on the show we have Aroha Gosaj. How are you doing today?
Kia ora, very good, thank you.
Cool. We're going to be talking a bit about your work, and recently you had a sellout solo show at Artist Gallery called Whenua.
Yes. It was my first solo exhibition at the gallery.
Yeah, so just a little bit about you. So Aroha Gosaj graduated with a Masters of Art and Design in 2015 at Auckland University of Technology. Since then, she has been painting and recently had her first solo show at Artist Gallery in Parnell. Aroha Gosaj's paintings are in relation to concepts of tangata whenua, whakapapa and tūranga waiwai that is informed by cultural, historical and spiritual connections to land. Your work focuses on articulating a desire to imbue the work with a sense of wairua and Māori that may communicate a transcendental sensibility or quality to the viewer. So just talking about your first solo show completely selling out, which is amazing. How did that make you feel?
It took me 6 years to complete my master's, and felt like a lot of hard work really went into that body of paintings. A lot of satisfaction, and really thankful to the people who gave their generosity for the pieces.
Cool. Now, just in relation to your work, I guess, where did you grow up and how do you think that that environment affected your work?
I grew up in Pākehi, my tūranga waiwai, my people of Ngāti Manuhiri, and I grew up with my mother, who lives in a very old Māori way, brought me up living off the land. Yeah, and I think that's impacted the way that I view the environment and nature and my relationship with it.
Cool, awesome. So, and also just talking more about your work, so your landscape paintings are empty, windswept, painted in cool, earthy tones. They feel almost haunted with memories. What kind of stories are you telling through your work?
Stories of the past, stories of the land and the whenua, our ancestral connections. Pākehi, we have maintained occupation there. Most of it is Māori land, and just the ties that we have to our tūpuna through our land that are still existing today and present.
And also your paintings explore the potential of how they could open up a way for the viewer to experience the sensibilities of the specific landscape that you're depicting, and convey a sense of a sense or feeling of the subtleties of Māori history and ancestry.
Yeah, a lot of the places that I paint are very spiritual. They still hold remnants of the past and our people, and very strong presence that's still there because it hasn't been developed or it's undisturbed.
Yeah, no, definitely. Something about your muted landscapes with watery features kind of evokes a feeling of nostalgia, and also makes me wonder what are these landscapes that you've drawn?
They're about time and duration. They're not specific landscapes of today, like taking a photograph. It's a duration of history and whakapapa that spans across generations.
Awesome. So what kind of paint do you use to create such such atmosphere in your work?
Mostly I paint with oils on board, but I also use clays and earth pigments that I collect from Pākehi. Yeah, different colours that I find.
Cool, awesome. And also, I guess one of the final questions, so who are your current favourite New Zealand artists?
Always been a big fan of Stanley Palmer, Joanna Pegler. She's got something in her landscapes that we share, I think. Who else? Yeah, those are my top two, I guess.
Awesome. So, yeah, I guess people should definitely head along. So it's at Artist Gallery in Parnell. It's been on since the 28th of March. Is it still at Artist Gallery?
No, it's closed.
Closed now, yeah. Okay. Awesome. So if anyone went, then it would have been amazing. But you can definitely check out Aroha's website online. That's arohagossage.com for more of the beautiful work that she's done. But yeah, thank you so much for coming in this morning and having a chat.
Yeah,
it was really nice to talk to you and understand a bit more about your work. But yeah,
nice.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.